But Sarah obeyed her husband Abraham when she called him her master, her Lord. You are her daughters when you do what is right without fear of what your husband might do. When you just love God and you love your husband and you call him Lord and master, some women say, I ain't doing that. Well, you know, God's the one told you to do that. So I would like to say, I think it would please the king if you obey his word, don't you? So if you've never called your husband master or Lord, it's never too late to start. You might be amazed at what it might do in your home. Because God can change and move and work on even the heart of the wickedest old boy, can't he?
Amen.
God is good. But when women are rebellious, okay, let's go on a couple more verses here. We were going to go down to about 12, I think. In the same way, now here's some instruction for you husbands. In the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. He didn't say if you wanted to. He said you must give honor to your wives, and you must treat her with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Now, when it comes to the flesh, she may not be as strong as you are. But when it comes to the spiritual world, she might be able to jump up in daddy's lap and maybe turn the Lord on to you. And if you're disobedient, she might be something else. She might, if she's totally being obedient to serve God, calling you her Lord and her master, and being that sweet, submissive wife, and if you don't treat her right, and she jumps up in daddy's lap and said, Dad, this husband of mine, he's not being a good boy. He's kind of mistreating me. Would you kind of take care of him for me? Now, what if she's being totally obedient and totally submissive and doing everything? What do you think God can do to that old boy? Oh, he could give you a spanking, can't he? Yes, he can change you. Now, that little girl, she can't do much to you. But God can, if she's being totally obedient and submissive, and she goes to the throne of grace and pleads with her Father in the name of Jesus for her husband, God can move on your heart. And when he gets through with you, you can be a very good boy. He knows how to get your attention. But he says, she may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. If you don't treat her as you should, your prayers will not be heard. Ooh, do you want your prayers heard, guys? Do you want, when you pray for somebody, you want God to show up? Then you better be treating that wife of yours correctly, right? Because if you're not, God says, I won't hear your prayer. So now what if I'm not treating Cheryl right? What if I'm treating her kind of like dirt? I'm not being nice to her, and you come to church and I'm going to pray for you and you got a problem and you repented of sin and everything else. Is God going to hear my prayer? So he's going to say, I'm sorry, son. You're going to have to get somebody else. You're going to have to get Eldon to pray for him. I ain't hearing your prayer. Now, is that true? Sure. So why do you think I want to walk holy and obedient to his word and do everything he says? Because when you come here and I get to pray for you, I want the king to show up. I want him to answer my prayer. And you want him to answer my prayer, don't you? Yes. And so that's for every man. That's just not for me. This is all of us that are husbands. He says, finally, all of you should be of one mind, full of sympathy toward each other, loving one another with tender hearts and humble minds. Now, this has got some good things to say about worship. In other words, if you don't do these things that he's telling you to do, he's not going to receive your worship. When you come to him and start worshiping him in church, if you had a fight with your spouse just before you walked in here, you might as well get right with each other, because God's not going to hear your prayer. He's not going to receive your worship. You know, he expects us to do what he says in his word. Finally, all of you should be of one mind, full of sympathy toward each other, loving one another with tender hearts and humble minds. Now, this is God's word. Okay, the next couple of verses. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate when people say unkind things about you. instead pay them back with a blessing. That is what God wants you to do, and He will bless you for it. Now then, that goes totally against the grain, doesn't it? I mean, whenever somebody does something mean to you, I want to get them. Is that the way the flesh wants to work? Yes, it does. The flesh wants to reach out and get somebody. And so, you know, but you can't do that. If the Lord says if you repay a blessing, how many of you want to receive a blessing from God? Well, I'm going to hold up both hands. I want to receive a blessing from God. Well, if I want to receive a blessing from God, what am I going to have to do when people treat me evil? I'm going to have to bless them with a blessing. I cannot return evil for evil, because if I do, then that's what I'm going to get back. God says, God shall not be mocked. Whatever a man sows, that's what he's going to reap. And so that's why we have all of the problems we have out there today. And that's in the church. That's why we have so many divorces and everything else, because most of the time the man will not love the wife like Christ loved the church. And when he doesn't love the wife like Christ loved the church, then she has a very hard time submitting to him. And so now we got both of them that's wrong. And so then it's not long till the marriage falls apart. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. But it says, and for the scripture says in verse 10, if you want a happy life and good days. Now, who in the world would not want that? You know, if you want, I could ask any woman in this place, do you want a happy life and long good days? What would you say? Yeah, well, of course. I mean, it's like when he asks a question, you think, well, I mean, of course, Lord, everybody wants that. He said, oh, okay. If you want a happy life and good days, then you must keep your tongue from speaking evil. What? And you must keep your lips from telling lies. Okay, Lord, so if I don't go around and I'm not that good guy and I'm always telling stories about somebody or whatever and I'm telling lies and I'm not watching what I say with my tongue, how is that going to affect my day? I'm not going to have a good one, am I? Because the scripture says, if you want a happy life and good days. And everybody that I know wants that. But he said, if you get that, you're going to do what I say next. And he said, you're going to keep your tongue from speaking evil, and you're going to keep your lips from telling lies. But Lord, just a little bitty white lie? Do you think God hates a lie? Of course he does. He don't like any kind of a lie. He said it. That's one of the seven things God hates, is lying. So he says, it's no big deal. If you want a happy life and have good days, then you must keep your tongue from speaking evil and keep your lips from telling lies. If you do that, then he says you'll have good days and a long life. But if you don't, if you go around telling bad things and not being good to your wife, you know, or vice versa, not submitting to your husband, and you go about talking evil about your spouse, whatever, or telling lies about them, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have a miserable life and your life is going to be shorter than normal. Because God said right there, didn't he? I don't know about you, but I want to have a long, good, healthy life. You know, there's people, I've taught these things to people, and people say, Thurman, that's not the way God does things. Well, okay. I mean, so if there's another way, I'm not going to listen to it because I know what's written in the book. I don't care what you write. If it's written right here, I can take this to the bank, can't I? Amen. This will work. So, if I will do what the Lord says there, I mean, how many of you men have ever seen a woman that if you loved her like Christ loved the church, you were that good to her, how many of you ever seen a woman that wouldn't love you back? I mean, do you think any woman could love a husband that loved her like Christ loved the church? I don't think as a woman in the world would have a problem with that. You know, I don't think that at all. But, you know, it's got to start somewhere. So it needs to start with both of us. We need to walk in that God kind of love. Okay, verse 11 and 12. Turn away from evil and do good. Work hard at living in peace with others. In other words, he said work hard at living in peace. You would think it wouldn't be hard living in peace with somebody. But, you know, there is sometimes it's almost impossible to live in peace with everybody. You know that? I mean, there's days when it says work hard, I mean, you got to go beyond the call of duty to live in peace. I mean, this morning, I could say the wife or the husband. But I could say, I'll just say, start off with the wife. I mean, you might have went to bed last night, both of you are happy as a lark. You woke up this morning and all the hormones in your wife's body's changed. And I mean, overnight, she is not this woman that you went to bed with last night. You wake up this morning and said, morning, honey, how you doing? Don't touch me. Get away from me. Woo, what did I do wrong? And I mean, all day. Honey, I'd like that some breakfast. Well, get up and fix it yourself. I don't got a headache this morning. I don't feel like fixing breakfast this morning. You think, whoa. I know that never happened to nobody ever. I mean, that's one of those times where the Lord said, you got to work hard at being that loving, kind guy. You guys know what I'm talking about? There is times whenever people are like that. And let me tell you guys, there's times when we're like that. There's times when you come in from whatever and you got 14 boxes open at the same time and you ain't supposed to have but one as a man. But you got 14 open and there ain't nothing going right today. Everything you've done's fell apart. Everything's gone wrong. And you walk in, your wife said, hi, honey, how's it going? You say, don't talk to me. I just want some cold tea. And she said, whoa, let me back off of this beast. What have I got here? There's times you're like that. You know, my wife up here said, yeah, there's times. Isn't she nice? But we're human beings, right? Unfortunately, you know, that's why the Lord told us, work hard at living in peace with each other. Because sometimes it's going to be a chore. You know that? Sometimes it's going to be a chore. Then it says, the eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. Let me tell you, He watches over those who do wrong, too. The Lord watches over those who do right, and His ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns His face against those who do evil. So here is another one of those things that if we work hard at living in peace with others, then the Lord is watching over us. And when we do everything's right, His ears are open to our prayers, and we can come to the throne of grace anytime we want to and ask Him for anything, and He'll do it. Now, I want to live there too, don't you? I'm telling you, if I ever needed to be in that place, it was the place years ago when Betty and Amanda were killed in that car wreck that day. When I go to that hospital and see them two little babies laying there, tore all to pieces, I need to be in a right walk with the King. I need the King to hear my prayer at this point.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching, and if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.